I'm Katha Pollitt. My new book is called Pro, Reclaiming Abortion Rights. And my dangerous idea is your child is not a special snowflake. Helicopter parents are everywhere, if you trust the media. They hover over their precious sons and daughters and make sure they have the best of everything, from organic baby food to special tutors to help with their college applications. If their child is not getting the right kind of attention and nurture in school or after school or camp, those parents march right down to the principal. If the school budget is cut, these parents raise money so their kids can still have art and music and guidance counselors. Well, you say, what's wrong with that? Nothing's too good for our children. No. In America today, what too many middle-class parents really think is that nothing's too good for their own children. Those other children are out of luck and out of sight. As inequality increases, the children of prosperous parents are living better than ever before, with more opportunities to grow and learn and prepare themselves for adulthood. Less fortunate children are increasingly being left behind. The U.S. is still the richest country in the world, but 1 in 5 children are growing up poor. That's the highest child poverty rate in the developed world, about the same as, get this, Romania's. Poor children get less of everything kids need to grow up to be happy and productive adults. They get less quality medical care and go to schools that do not have the resources to make up for parental poverty. They live in substandard housing in neighborhoods that are dangerous and polluted. Their parents are too often stressed and overwhelmed, and that means the kids suffer too. If those children go to college and their chances of getting there are low, the odds that they can stay there are not good. Even public universities that used to be free or nearly free can cost a bundle now, and many students need to interrupt their education to work to help out their families. So what if, instead of just narrowly focusing on our own children, we middle-class parents raised our sights a bit and did what needs to be done so that all kids have what our own kids do? Yes, it might involve raising taxes. It might mean extending lots more help to single mothers. It might mean returning to unfashionable ideas like, oh, I don't know, racially integrating our schools. In return, we would have a better, stronger country in which lots more kids got to become their best selves and contribute to the well-being of society, which means the well-being of everyone. The truth is, your child is not a special snowflake. She's a snowflake. And that is pretty special. But what about all the other snowflakes out there? Aren't they just as special? Aren't they?
That's Katha Pollitt with her dangerous idea.